Praise the Lord. God is so good.
Amen.
I pray you're having a good day. If you're not, it's not God's fault.
That's right.
Pastor Buck and Pastor Nikki Stanley. Right up here on this Blue Ridge Mountain.
Yes.
Giving praise and honor and glory to the one and only true God.
Amen.
Oh, by the way, he's got a name. His name is Jesus. That name of Jesus, the world hates it. We can say God this and God that. It's not too bad, but when you speak that name of Jesus, it stirs up the gates of hell.
Yes.
Well, I want to say that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Messiah, has come. And he's been the sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. By the way, let me tell you, God loves you. God loves you. I'm so glad he loves me. I thank the Lord for his mercy, his goodness, and his grace. I pray that you'll get a blessing today. I know I'm going to get mine. We got to get a good attitude and say, I'm going to get mine from God, if nobody else. You see, what we're trying to do today is please people.
Amen.
Now, listen, I'm going to please God.
Amen.
And I may say something. I may say something that I feel I'm going to do or not going to do. But when God, Jehovah God, speaks to me, I'm going to please God and not please man. I pray that you've got that in your heart, that God is real, and what you do today is going to matter for eternity. Father, in Jesus' name, I come to you. I come to you rejoicing. I come to you with thanksgiving and praise, asking you, Lord, to bless whoever watches today or listens today. And may this message from Pastor Nikki go throughout the world.
Thank you, Lord.
And may people know and see the God you use everything you've created to bring glory to you.
Amen.
That includes a woman. And I praise you for Pastor Nikki. I thank you for using her to not only be my wife, but my pastor and my best friend. Use her today, mighty God. And may the power of the Holy Ghost change lives as only you can. Now, Lord, forgive us of our sins. Forgive us for playing church. Forgive us for saying that we love you and we hate our neighbor.
Oh, amen.
Oh, God, teach us how to live our life as Jesus. What would Jesus do right now, Lord? Right now, let your spirit go throughout the world on this live streaming and speak to our hearts. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 You know, God is just, he is doing great things in these last days.
Yes.
I want to thank him for the way that he's helping me. Gave me 2 new knee replacements. I've had my left eye worked on. And in a couple weeks, they're going to work on this one. I'm already able to see better, and I just thank him. I thank him that I'm not losing my eyesight. My eyesight is improving.
Amen.
And you know, Jesus is a healer, whether it comes through an operation or medicine or whatever.
That's right.
You know, sometimes Jesus just, he takes and brings that hand down. He's got a long arm. His arm is not too short to reach down and touch his people.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
So we're going to sing a song, and then she's going to bring a message. Look to the Lamb of God. Amen. Oh, beloved, are you looking to Jesus, or are you looking to what you can do? Amen.
If you from sin are longing to be free, look to the Lamb of God. He to redeem you died on Calvary. Look to the Lamb of God.
Yes, look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. For He alone is able to save you. Look to the Lamb of God.
When Satan tempts and doubts and fears assail,
look to the Lamb of God.
You in His strength shall over all prevail.
Look to the Lamb of God. Yes, look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. To save you, look to the Lamb of God.
Listen, are you aweary? Does the way seem long?
Look to the Lamb of God.
His love will cheer and fill your heart with song.
Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God.
Lamb of God.
For He alone is able to save you. Look to the Lamb of God. Fear not when shadows on your pathway fall.
Look to the Lamb of God.
I like this right here. In joy or sorrow, Christ is all in all.
Look
to the Lamb of God. Yes, look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. For He alone is able to save you. Look to the Lamb of God.
Do it again, please say.
Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. For He alone is able to save you. Look to the Lamb of God.
Vicki's got a good message today. I want to invite everyone from Indian Meadows to visit us on Tuesdays and Thursdays with the good news. Wednesday night, we are directing towards the young folks. We've already had 4 saved in the last couple months. We got a baptism coming up with 6 or 8 people, and we're just seeing God move in a mighty way, and we just praise Him for it all. And then we have Friday night women's Bible study, and I want to thank Merlene Cantrell.
Yes.
For the way that she takes care of the church and our youth building.
Yes.
She called me today about it may have been a problem, but it really wasn't. So I went up there, and it thrilled my heart that people are concerned about the things of God.
Yes.
Friday night is the women's Bible study, and of course, on Sundays. Now we have Father's Day coming up Sunday, and Pastor Nikki will have a great message on Father's Day, and we just invite you at 10 o'clock in the morning. So we've got a lot of things going on. Tomorrow we have a nursing home outdoor service in Linside, West Virginia, and we're just praying that God will move in a mighty way. We've had 3 services in Bluefield, West Virginia, indoor services at the Maples in Bluefield, West Virginia, and we know that God is opening up other doors. Our nursing home in Raynell and Lewisburg is opening up. Things are opening up. You know, when God opens a door, man can't shut it.
No.
And let me say this, when He shuts a door, man can't open it.
That's right.
So let's all just rejoice, and we welcome you to come and be a part of our fellowship at Indian Methodist Fellowship Church.
Amen.
All right, Pastor Nikki, come.
Okay. Don't you just love the Word of God? When
yes.
We stand on His promises, we are strong. When we get to know our God through the Word, we become mighty warriors for His kingdom. It is wonderful to know Him. And that's why we sang the song, Look to the Lamb of God, because it says, fear not when shadows on your pathway fall. Now, the author of that song says they're just shadows. And they are. They really are, because Jesus knows all about it, and He's in control. And the more we get to know our mighty Savior and how awesome He is, how strong and powerful, and how He comes to our defense,
yes.
The easier it is to live in this world. Because there are many things that cause fear. And the Word says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in
yes.
Him.
Yes,
we know
yes.
The psalmist must have really come to know his God to be able to say, I know I'm going to fear, but I know where to run. And I pray that you have
yes.
learned that too, and that you are strong in the Lord. And if you're not, it's time to get to know the Lord Jesus better. He was there with the Father at the beginning of creation. He just spoke it into being. He is the Word that spoke all of creation into being. He took His Father's ideas and said, let it be. Let there be heaven and earth. Let there be man and woman. Let there be animals. And it was so. Beloved, if we're trusting in our Savior who has all power and all authority, can raise the dead, can heal blind eyes, we have nothing to fear. And that's what He wants us to know. You know, so much of our ads on television deal with fear. You need to get insurance because this might happen or that might happen. Or you need to have insurance for your car in case it breaks down, that you'll have money in order to fix it. Or if you have a repair for your refrigerator or this or that, that all this these ads deal with fear.
Fear, amen.
They do. And out of fear, we respond and we buy this and we buy that. And before we know it, we are just covered with all kinds of help and insurance. But I'll tell you what, the best help and the best insurance is the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Buck and I can tell you how he has brought us this far in ministry, 30 years of ministry. We started out marrying at the age of 50. We maybe had $300 a month come in. But you know what? God stretched it, used it. We were able to travel to each nursing home and minister on that $300. And if tires blew out on our buses, somebody stepped up because the Lord put it on their hearts and they bought us a whole new set of tires for a bus. We could tell you time and time and time again, we had no health insurance. We had insurance on the buses and our automobiles because that was required by the state. But we had no health insurance. And God took care of us and kept us healthy until we reached the age of 65 when we could go on Medicare. And God has just provided every step of the way, and we give him all the praise and glory and honor. Well, let me go to the scriptures here. The scriptures are what we need.
Amen.
You can listen to me all day long, but I'm not sure it would give you any life or encouragement or help. But the scriptures, there's life in the Word of God because
yes,
this is living. Jesus spoke it into being by his Spirit. And he used Matthew to record this. This is what he says Jesus said in Matthew 10, starting with verse 26. And this is just after Jesus has talked to the disciples about the fact that persecution will come, that they will be hated in the world because they believe in him. And that's true of us too. People might not come out in the open and say, I hate you, but by the way they act or the way they stay away, we can tell that they don't really believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and they are not believing in our walk with the Lord. But so Jesus says to the disciples, if you get brought before judges, I will give you the words to speak. Don't be afraid. And then he says here, fear them not therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed,
amen,
and hid that shall,
amen,
not be known. So beloved, people that have hidden thoughts, hidden actions about what they are trying to do against the work of the Lord, it'll come out in the open. What I tell you in darkness, Jesus says, that speak ye in light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. He wants us to keep on telling the gospel message.
Amen.
Keep on telling people how to have eternal life through,
yes,
him. It's only through Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life, isn't he? And I know that those of you that are listening believe that. And those of you that are seeking God, I pray you'll get into his word and see what he says about himself. And by his Spirit, just ask the Lord, show me the truth. Show me the truth. And then Jesus says, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. In other words, he's saying, let's not fear man. Let's not be afraid of what others think. Let's speak whatever the Lord puts on our hearts to speak to others, whether it be to one person or whether it be to a large congregation or whether it be overseas. If we will just abide in the Lord Jesus and let him use us and speak his word, and not fear. We have nothing to fear. He said, don't fear those that can kill the body. We must be so surrendered to the Lord Jesus and so trusting and full of faith that he will take care of us eternally, even if we die physically, that there's nothing to fear. He'll be with us even in death. And we know that because he conquered death, didn't he?
Yes.
He rose from the dead, and he's sitting at the right hand of God the Father, and he's ever interceding for us. And we know that Satan cannot do anything against God's children, those who are born again, unless God allows it. And if he allows it, it's to bring glory to his name.
Yes.
We may not see what's happening or why, but it doesn't matter. Let's keep trusting in the Lord Jesus that he's going to work everything together for his good purpose. And then he goes on to say, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father, without his knowledge? If he cares about the little sparrow, his eyes are on each and every one of us. He wants to know, are we thinking about him? Are we trusting him? Are we walking with him? Are we praying? Are we seeking his will? Are we being good children? Amen. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. And there's another scripture, Matthew 14:27. I love this one. Jesus says, we'll get it here, Matthew 14:27. Jesus, this is the story of how Jesus was walking on the water. He sent his disciples on ahead in a boat. And there was a storm that came up. And it says, now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, oh, it's a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway, right away, Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. How often has the Lord spoken to you or to me to say, be of good cheer, it is I. I'm with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Don't be afraid. Trust me. And Psalm 27 says this, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Amen.
The Lord does not want us to fear, and he wants us to know that it's his good pleasure to give us the kingdom. So it is wonderful to belong to the Lord, and the only reason to be afraid is if you don't know that you are eternally safe, that your sin has been forgiven, that you have repented of your sin and asked Jesus into your heart. Because it's Jesus, God, come in the flesh, a perfect sacrifice, who paid the price. He said, Father, I will go, and I will take their sin in my body on the cross. I will pay the price that they may go free. And then on that day when we face God the Father, we will face him either with Jesus, or we won't have him as our lawyer, our advocate. That's the time to fear, because God will say, depart from me, I never knew you, if you did not give your heart to Jesus and ask Jesus to be your Lord and your Savior. But if you have, fear not, beloved. Every time fear comes upon you, cast it away in the name of Jesus. Get your eyes on him. Look to the Lamb of God. He has bought us back with the precious blood of his from his body. Beloved, we love you and we praise the Lord for you for listening. And we pray that you will continue to remain full of faith and strong in the Lord. Fear not, little lamb. It's the Lord's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen. Pastor Buck.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Good word. Good Amen. Word.
Thank you.
Today, Thank in closing, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
Amen.
If you died today, where would your soul go out into eternity?
Amen.
Only two places, no halfway house. It's heaven or hell.
Amen.
And I want to say this to you today. God loves you. God loves you enough that he sent his son. And his son Jesus loves you enough that he came and obeyed the Father. Because there was no other way.
That's right.
For our sins to be forgiven.
Amen.
And he is waiting for you to repent now. He's waiting for you to repent now.
Amen.
And be willing to receive him into your heart, to be born again
Amen.
Of the Spirit of God.
Yes.
He's waiting. As we close with this song today, Pastor Nikki has picked out a song called Master of the Wind. He's master of everything.
Amen.
He may not be your master, but he is master.
Yes, he is.
Over everything. One day every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess to the glory of God the Father that Jesus is Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Come right ahead and finish it, would you?
It was started. I don't know why. Sorry about that little mishap. But this is my boat of life. We're in a boat of life, aren't we? A journey. My boat of life sails on a troubled sea. Whenever there's a wind in my sail, but I have a friend who watches over me. When the breeze turns into a gale, I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. Make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle in the sky. Among the peaks my soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights. Bring me low, but never bring me down. No, no. Know the master of the wind. I know the maker of rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. I know the master of the wind.
I know the master of the wind.
I pray you know him. Best of all, he knows you. Bye for now. Hope to see you Thursday.